Well, you know, part of the process of going through this were, you know, some worries about myself, you know, playing with these guys and, you know, being friends with some of these guys. And it presents itself with two situations that I actually really like. I've been able to play with these guys, so I've been able to see what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. That affords me the ability to beforehand design some things or think about some things to put my stamp on the team, if you want to call it that. Everybody on the Fitzroy Lions knows how to play baseball. I don't question their knowledge of the game at any real point. We're just going to try a few things. The two things I really want to stress this year is going to be speed and athleticism. We need to be quicker at a few key positions. Along with the speed and athleticism, we really need to search to find a true bullpen. Two or three guys that are going to be willing to go out and compete for an inning or two every game day. That's real important. We shouldn't have, I know guys like myself get brought out to throw innings, but we shouldn't have guys like myself or Jamie Lethbridge throwing 90 innings plus. That shouldn't be the case. And I believe we have the quality of a pitching staff with guys like Dave Ayers, Carl Wilson, Dave Knowlton, young kid Errol Winnan, and possibly even if the big fella Johnny Edwards is healthy this year, we can certainly use him. And I know Brock Pauley is a question mark right now, but we hope to eliminate that and have him back again. There were several times when I was on the bench or when I was pitching, it didn't really matter. There were certain plays that I felt had guys been possibly in maybe better shape or quicker, they were plays that should have been made. It's not that these guys lack the capability to make the plays. That certainly is not the question. But are we providing the tools for them to get better, to be quicker? And that falls upon us to, you know, try and make them not better baseball players, but just maybe a little bit better athletes. And I think you saw towards the end of the year, guys maybe started to get in better shape, started making some plays. You know, I know a couple guys were banged up. Joel was really banged up last year and finally got a little bit healthier towards the end of February. And you saw him making some great plays. We need to get guys healthy, but we also need to take care of ourselves during training to become better athletes. Well, part of what I instilled up here in Germany is we developed a warm-up system that's based off of speed dynamics. I did some of this stuff down in Australia. A couple of the guys saw me doing it. I want to bring that into a form of a warm-up. One of the other things that we did up here in Germany is we brought into a dynamic conditioning of explosive pot plyometrics. We do dot drills up here, box jumps. Things. Baseball is one of those sports. I know pitchers sit there and run poles after poles after poles, but to be quite honest with you, there's not too many plays in baseball where you want a guy jogging. There just really isn't. You know, you sprint after a baseball in the infield, you sprint after a ball in the outfield. I really hope guys are sprinting down the lines as hard as they can, and when they run the bases, I hope they're sprinting. But sprinting in practice, just simply to sprint, isn't going to help you be quicker. That's not something that's going to help us. I know in the past 2 years, John Edwards has brought a form of conditioning, which is also valuable, and the guys really took to it. That has more to do with maybe strength and swinging the bat than anything else, and that's certainly valuable as well, and I won't disregard that or discontinue it. We're just going to try and enhance some things so we can be quicker. That's something I really want to stress, to be quicker. Basically, everything we're trying to do is be explosive with our hips, be explosive laterally and coming forward linearly. You know, it's something that we've brought up here in Germany, and I've really stressed speed, and it's worked for us up here. And I've really seen the guys get, you know, really into it. It's something that it becomes fun after a while. It's very tedious right away and really hard, but as soon as the guys kind of get into it, it turns into something fun. You know, you start recording times, becomes a competition with some guys, you know. You don't have to be the fastest guy in the world to get it out of it. But, you know, if you create your own little battles of the guy who's just a bit faster than you or a bit quicker than you in these drills, and then you look to be better than that person. It's much like beep tests, and we'll be using things that come off of beep tests along with dynamic cone drills and stuff like that, where you're going forward, backwards. You know, you're working lateral and you're working the linear aspect of it. But more to the point is we want to work on getting our foot up and down as quick as we possibly can. It's something to reinforce that. It's the age-old adage, which is, you know, the harder you hit the ground, the harder your foot's going to come up. And that's something our catcher up here in Germany has brought up here, and a lot of guys have taken to it. And I believe this year we're third in the league with over close to 70 stolen bases up here. We run. And I know a lot of people like to bunt, like to hit and run. We're going to be a lot, I believe under me, we're going to be a lot more aggressive on the base pass. I want to be more aggressive on the base pass. I want to take more chances. I want to provide opportunities to score runs. You know, you play the old National League game, and you go back to the 80s, and it was Vince Coleman swiping bags. You go to the American League, and it was Ricky Henderson swiping bags. I don't know if we're going to be that good, but it's something that we're going to certainly try to do this year. We play 28 games in a total season. Swiping 70 bags is something that's going to be a little bit more difficult in Australia. I think a couple things add to that. And I definitely think the fact that most of my guys up here are a little bit younger, do not have the sort of job commitments that a lot of the guys that play for us have. So they're not quite as tired come the weekends or possibly even these midweek games that we play. That lends itself to that. But, you know, what I would strive for is somewhere around an 80% clip. You know, if we steal 100 bags and get caught, or if we steal 100 times and get caught 20, that's something we want to strive for. Certainly anything above or below 30% getting caught, then you start flipping the coin between maybe a bunt was better, you know, possibly a hit and run in scenarios like that. But and it's not like we're going to be putting the steal sign up for everybody, but certainly if we have the position to do it, I'm not going to give up out, so I'm going to take risks. You know, I really like putting pressure on the defense that way. Some other guys like to put pressure on by bunting. And it's not to say we're not going to bunt, but if the right situation presents itself and we've got speed on the base path, it's something we're going to work hard at. We're really going to try and work hard at it. Yeah, I'll be arriving sometime around September 20th. I know the preseason for you guys is going to start around the 21st, but I won't be there until about the 20th. I don't look to change much of what's established at Fitzroy. There's a lot of people that have worked too hard and are far better at what they do than what I do that have set up Fitzroy as an outstanding baseball club. I look to be something a part of that. Like I said, it's an honor to have my name even mentioned with some of the guys that have coached this team. So I look to come there and just continue the tradition that has been set up before I've even came to this country. It's an outstanding baseball club, and like I said, I'm very excited to be a part of it once again. Yeah. Second year, I managed last year, the 2010 season. This last year, we brought out an Australian, Elliot Biddle, former Geelong player, or current Geelong player, however you want to look at it, an ABL team member. He's had an outstanding year. He'd get my vote for best batter, I'll tell you that. And he's been a tremendous asset to us. And having him has brought us into the playoffs. So this is my first year in the playoffs as a manager. Really excited. We've got one of the best teams in Europe coming up to play us on Saturday. So we're real excited to stack up against them. Should be a good game. There are 16 teams in the top league in Germany. We are in the North Division. We took fourth in the North Division, therefore we would play the first team in the South, the Regensburg Legionnaire. They're a bunch of German national team players, along with some professionals from around Europe, and they've got their three foreign players. So it'll be interesting to see how we can compete. I don't want to throw the Bible at you or anything, but it's pretty close to a David and Goliath matchup. Yep. Once again, was one of the league leaders in innings pitched. Something I was able to shave 20 innings off of what I threw last year. Certainly trying to develop a bullpen. My pitching staff is vastly younger than what I'll be entering in Australia. You know, the average age of my team up here is 22. We've got a lot of young kids throwing the ball. The second guy on our team that with innings pitched is 20 years old. The next guy below him is 18. So it's something that we're trying to develop, you know, which is, you know, Errol Winning, if you're listening to this, get ready to work hard, buddy. I'm going to come at you this year a little bit more. But those young guys have picked us up pretty big this year. Just real excited to get down there, Cam. Real excited to get back to where me speaking to you like this is very easy, and I don't have to sit there and try to speak German as poorly as I think I do, or as good as some of my players think I do. It's going to be nice to just have a simple conversation or sit down at a table and understand everything that's being said. That's also exciting for me. Thanks, Cam. Appreciate it.
Okay, see you, mate.